I don't go. I'm still stuck here for. I have like 6 hours in Disney. I don't know what to do.
I'm out of here in 5.
Yeah, so you still have a long time, too.
I know. And then there's no more conferences until mid-June, so I don't have to wear long pants.
Oh, I know. I'm in shorts. I'm going braless. So.
Day three, final day.
From Orlando.
Orlando, where we're at Lenovo Accelerate. Steve McDowell speaking.
Matt Kimball, his sidekick.
It's been a busy conference. We spent the last, we just did...
24 hours.
24 hours doing a lot of analyst sessions, which you've asked us not to talk about, but I thought maybe what we should do is just kind of a quick wrap-up is kind of general takeaways and impressions.
Yep.
I'll jump off, man. It seems like, so Lenovo has a lot of momentum. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a lot of aspirations.
Yes.
I think everything we saw, they have a goal to outperform the market in the segments they play in.
Yep.
They're expanding their segments. They're talking a lot about IoT and Edge, talking a lot about cloud. A lot of this is not necessarily native solutions. They're doing a lot of partnerships, especially on the Edge side.
Yep.
Where it looks like they're targeting, kind of vertical specific partnerships. But I'll stop there. My takeaway is a lot of aspirations. They seem to be executing well on kind of the core server and I don't know if client will follow client necessarily, but
yeah.
Server and storage strategy. What do you think?
So very similar to you, what I thought was, and I didn't hear it as much, maybe I did, but I wasn't looking for it in the general sessions, but in the last 24 hours with the analyst, what I distinctly took away is these guys are moving from being a server company, an infrastructure company, to trying to present themselves or position themselves as a solutions company.
Uh-huh.
Solutions, so very similar to what you said, solutions for edge, solutions for storage, solutions for hybrid cloud.
A lot of software defined.
Lots,
and yeah. I think that goes with the trends that we're seeing in IT in particular, where, fungible workloads, multi-cloud, all of this stuff, containers, virtualization, mm-hmm. It becomes more about the workload, less about the hardware. In fact, one of the guys in the analyst session said, I don't want to talk about hardware, right?
Yep.
Let's talk about the problem you're trying to solve.
I heard that a lot. I heard a lot about infrastructure doesn't matter from a company that makes a lot of money off infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things I think maybe there's a little bit of over-indexing on that. Hardware, I would say hardware doesn't matter as much. You talk about AI, ML, HPC?
Well, of course hardware matters, but if you're telling a solution story, so what Lenovo is doing is they're making sure they have the right products in their portfolio,
mm-hmm.
but they're selling a solution. And that goes, I think, exactly along with what we heard at Dell EMS or Dell Technologies World,
mm-hmm.
right, where it's about the solution sell.
Yeah, sure it is. But don't discount hardware as part of that solution sell.
And some of that, he's speaking to his audience.
Yes, right? Yeah.
He's trying to craft a message.
Yeah. What else? So what else did you take away from this wonderful 48?
So they talked a lot about storage, which surprised me. They kicked off the JV with NetApp in China in February.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be careful what I say because this was an NDA session. And I've asked for clarification, and maybe we'll come back and do another podcast just on this. But if you look at their storage efforts as they characterize them, they're outgrowing the market by a significant percentage. They're still somewhere between number 7 and number 9.
Does that mean they're number 8?
On the IDC ranking, 7.2. But they have aspirations in storage. It sounds like, NetApp is their partner,
mm-hmm.
Not just in this JV, not just opportunistically. As they're talking about kind of where it evolves to, I think it's safe to say that, they have high aspirations. Doesn't sound like they want to get in the storage business themselves. I think they'll take a, partner smart approach, and that makes sense because, it's a hard market to crack.
Look, you're a storage guy but you're pretty mm-hmm. knee-deep in storage. Moving from between 7 and 9, 8... To top 4, top 5. Is that a stretch for them? I mean, what do you think?
I don't know that that's a stretch for Lenovo. I think what we're seeing in the storage market, and this is going to play out, or what we'll see play out, is the pure play storage guys, right? Mm-hmm. And this may be one of the reasons NetApp is interested in working with Lenovo. Solution sell is often server first. And in a software-defined world, it's, a whole mix of things.
Yeah.
Pure storage has great products, but they're selling into kind of point solutions, right? They're not being deployed across the enterprise. NetApp, you look at what they're doing on their own. My take is they're largely selling refreshes to their customer base. They're not really growing their share.
Is this kind of like the mainframe refresh cycle?
Right. And IBM, their storage business tends to track the refresh cycle.
Yeah.
I mean, they have great products, but a solution sell requires a full stack.
Yeah.
So if you look at your question was, is it feasible that they grow? I think if you look at who would have the full stack, if you count Lenovo and NetApp together, and Lenovo's manufacturing their own boxes, it's some kind of licensing deal. I think they do have an opportunity to be up there with, they're not going to, I don't think anybody's going to unseat Dell EMC
right.
anytime, right? The breadth and depth of their portfolio is unbeatable.
Yeah.
But I think they could be right there with HP if they continue the growth in data center.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to follow server.
Be curious to watch how that, and I hear you on the, it's kind of a, not a long tail, but it's a tail to the server sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be curious to see how that trajectory continues for Lenovo.
Yeah.
And
I think that's increasingly true as we talk about composable infrastructure.
Yeah.
It becomes about, my software framework, whether it's Nutanix, vSphere, or something else. You plug things into that.
Yeah.
And you're going to buy that from the guy you're already buying from.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's the vendor you know and trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm still a little bit, I know you and I talked about it prior, still kind of on the fence around their edge strategy to deploy an edge server and to say, we're going to, we have solutions for video, we have a solution for retail. That's one thing, but that's not an edge strategy. And I want to see them dig deeper and develop more meat on that kind of story. I thought their edge server they launched was really neat. It was a cool little server, but that's not it.
So one of the ways Lenovo likes to talk about their evolution, at least to the analyst community, is version numbers,
mm-hmm.
right? They talk about
Transform 1.0, 2.0,
3.0. Yeah. They did the same thing with their ODM Plus model, which we should talk a little bit about.
Yeah.
1.0, 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that on their edge.
Well, I think they're at their 1.0, that's why.
I think they're at their 1.0, which is much like their storage play and some of the other things, is partner first.
Mm-hmm.
So, big market, emerging market, growing fast.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't take the time to build the right products, right, you take a partner-centric approach. And I think what they'll do, and we've seen this with other things they've done around software-defined, is the right answers will start to shake out and they'll know where to invest or where to buy.
Well, excuse me, with Edge in particular, it's going to be a partner. It's an ecosystem-led solution, right? I mean, when you think about industrial Edge in particular, you go to manufacturing plants, water treatment plants, they have OT solutions that have been in place for decades, right?
They do, and there's an integration piece. I mean, Edge is broader than that.
Sure, oh, yeah. Network Edge.
I think there's three things, right? I mean, Edge is its... historically existed and not called Edge has been exactly that, right?
Mm-hmm.
In oil and gas, it's SCADA systems or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yep.
But I, there's a play now, especially as 5G emerges and connectivity is everywhere, blah blah. Is we want an integrated edge,
mm-hmm.
right? I think whose tagline was it? Edge to cloud to core.
Yeah, it's Dell EMC. Yeah,
Dell EMC, and I think they're right.
Yeah.
So what it becomes is you look at Edge as an extension of your data center,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes three things. One is the platform that's mm-hmm. right size. Two is the architecture by which we're deploying applications and managing those.
Mm-hmm.
And those are common. It's like, I look at this as, virtualization enables a certain amount of capabilities in a data center. I think whatever Edge architecture eventually shakes out does the same thing for Edge. And then you have the application-specific workloads on top, which the OEMs probably don't care about outside their services groups.
Right. The only thing I would say to that is we put a lot of emphasis on the creation and deployment of apps on the Edge, but those apps already exist. And those those literally decades-old apps that are driving water treatment plants, that are driving retail, they ain't changing anytime soon,
no,
right?
No, you could drop those into a virtual machine.
Most of them already do.
Yeah.
Especially on the industrial side. Mm-hmm. Most of them already do. It's how do you take that data and make it usable to your traditional data analytics systems, right?
Yeah.
And that's the curious part. And it's not that they need an answer or they need a solution. I'd like an acknowledgement that that's a big, hairy thing to go figure out.
You're not
that we're
gonna
going
get
to
get that. No, OEM's going to say it's too big for us.
But
I think Edge is in that state that, you know, maybe cloud was 5 years ago, where we know it exists. Some of it has always existed. Some of it is new applications. But, you know, there's not a common architecture. Nobody knows
right.
exactly how to do it. Everybody's is different, right?
Yeah.
Is my Nest thermostat Edge? I don't know.
Right. I think the difference, though, is Edge, there's a lot more gravity to Edge than there was with cloud. Like, again, you know, I mean, you have these systems have been in existence for decades that have been producing data for decades, whereas cloud was a relatively new, I mean, even if you go back to the first days of the internet, you're still only talking 20 years, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot more history and context to the edge than there was to the cloud.
I agree with that. I mean, I think the point I was driving toward, though, is there's no one way to do it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And all of the vendors are doing different things.
Yep.
I don't know, you know, how that converges ultimately into a set of solutions.
It'll be fun to watch.
Right now, if I want to deploy Edge and look at it across my enterprise, I have a lot of vendor-specific stuff I'm going to deploy.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
I'm locked into HPE or Dell or whomever. Lenovo, you know, ultimately that's not what IT wants.
Yep.
Right? Much like with cloud, we want to abstract that up.
Yep.
Right. So interesting space to watch.
Yep.
I like that Lenovo's playing there. I think they're right to say we're going to dedicate a lot of resources.
Resources. I didn't hear a lot of resources, but resources.
Yeah.
Yeah. The, you know, it's funny, though, because it just like, you know, you talk about the edge being an extension of the data center. I think cloud is, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I think we're going to finally, at some point, break down these physical constructs that kind of separate cloud from core data center, from edge, and it's all just one big environment.
Well, that's what Nutanix and vSphere want to do.
That's what Lenovo kind of was trying to get to through this conference, it felt like.
And Lenovo said many times, right, they like HCI,
mm-hmm.
they like Nutanix.
Mm-hmm.
They said they're moving a lot of Nutanix product.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we can quote the statistics, but
yeah.
you know, in terms of the Nutanix ecosystem, at least Lenovo seems to believe they're a big part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they also said they move a significant amount of vSAN, vSphere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the great equalizer. We
yeah.
talk about this every podcast.
We do.
Well, it's
a fun
the future,
one.
And it's a fun one.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. They talked a lot about supply chain. I don't know that I'm terribly interested in that.
No, it's...
I mean, there's a lot of efficiencies there. They're moving to this, what they call an ODM plus model, which, as I read it, is they want to be their own ODM and
yes.
take some cost out, right? So they you know, end-to-end, and they're in, like, version 2 of 3 for this ODM plus model.
Yeah.
You know, how's that impact the IT guys? I think for the hyperscalers, it's an easier, cheaper sell.
But I think this is a big fuel behind Lenovo's growth, too,
mm-hmm.
is the success they've had in hyperscale through that ODM plus, which is really, to what you said, it's the mass production with quality control, right?
Yeah, and they made a couple of points on this, and one is, quality control.
Yeah.
Right? I think they believe they have significantly better QC than you're going to get just going to an ODM.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave some examples there. And the other thing is just the cost structure, right?
Yeah.
If you want to grow...
Yeah,
and you know, Lenovo is not underbidding the competition. So anything that they can do to get margin, right, goes right back into the R&D.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So you know, supply chain. What else did we talk about? HPC. I think we talked about that on Monday or Tuesday, whatever the first day of this conference was.
What's today?
They're one of the top HPC providers. They showed a chart around you know how they deploy that across countries.
Yeah,
and they have some pretty incredible growth there. They're leveraging that into AI and the enterprise. That's one also much like Edge, I think, where they're taking a little bit of a scattershot approach. We'll see where that shakes out. But again, I think that's AI in the enterprise is taking a bit of a scattershot approach.
Yeah.
I like that they're leveraging their HPC learnings in AI because I think that makes a lot of sense.
You know, there's some stuff that we talked about in the analyst briefings. I know we can't repeat on a podcast, but something that Lenovo said that I would agree with is that in spite of, you know, all of the AI frenzy, if you don't get a few things right, you're going to go back. I think the gentleman referred to it as going back to the AI winter, right? And I think he's right. And while everybody and every company is talking about deploying AI, and you can look at IDC stats or, you know, other analysts who will say that, you know, 42% of the enterprises are deploying AI. You know, you have to kind of look at that with a little bit of skepticism.
You do, and I think enterprises, I've read some of these surveys, take a pretty broad definition of AI.
Right, yes, yes.
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of enterprises confuse any kind of analytics with AI.
Yes, I would wholeheartedly agree.
Right, the OEMs, and I'm not going to call out anybody publicly here, you know, they just see the confusion.
Yep.
You know, they'll talk about AI-enabled storage provisioning, for example, in my world,
yeah,
which is a bunch of lookup tables. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
Any semblance of intelligence in your system seems to be classified as AI, and I think that confuses, you know, these enterprise adoption things are survey-driven.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, I think there's some education still needs to happen.
It was nice to hear them say that because to me it was like, it was one of the first, like, more realistic views of AI in the whole AI frenzy. And this is an area, and you, I guess you can draw a parallel to Edge, where I kind of like the more methodical view and approach to how you enable AI and how you kind of approach the AI frenzy and kind of position yourself.
And that was one of the sessions where he said, hardware doesn't matter. And I think in this case, he's right.
Yeah.
Right? He said, you know, you want to deploy AI, you don't lead off with, I need to go spend $150,000 on a, you know, NVIDIA DGX-1.
Right.
It's, what problem am I trying to solve?
And that will lead you to whether, it'll actually, right. I don't agree that it doesn't matter. It's a, you don't know if
you don't
it matters.
Start there.
Yeah.
You don't start
yeah.
there.
Yeah. You right. figure out at some point, you know, what that optimal platform looks like.
Yeah. And as IT yeah. geeks, we tend to fall in love with the hardware and the platforms.
Right.
But, right, I mean, the goal of IT is to provide a service to their customers.
That's right.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
And to that degree, it needs to be solution first.
I will say, you know, one thing I would, we've been to, I was at Inspur before a few weeks ago, and then we went to Dell Tech World, we went to Nutanix.next, we're at Lenovo, and this whole one common theme I've heard kind of throughout them all is, it's less about IT being technology-driven, and it's more about IT providing solutions to their internal customers.
Right.
Everyone is talking about that, which is kind of, I would agree with.
Yeah. And they're all reading the same marketing magazines, I think, because we're seeing common themes. I think this is the third week in a row that we've heard some variation on. Our real goal here is to help humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not saying that's disingenuous.
No.
By any stretch, right? But I think it's interesting how these themes bubble up very quickly and propagate across the industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, much like this The Economist cover, oil is the new data, or data is the new oil.
Yep.
Right? I'm so sick of that. But everybody puts it on their PowerPoint.
Well, when the Joneses have two cars in their driveway, you have to go get the second car to, you know?
Yeah. So what else? So good conference is small. It's 1,800 people.
Yeah. Small, but not small for Lenovo. I mean, it's a good turnout for Lenovo.
Well, they sold out. They booked it for 1,800. They said they turned people away.
Yep.
Small but focused.
Yes.
Right? There were a lot of sessions that seemed very solution focused. How do I do X, Y, or Z?
Yep.
You know, everything from edge to cloud to core.
Sorry. Sponsored by Dell EMC. A lot of energy on the show floor. You know, you walk on these show floors and sometimes, like, you know, you just kind of do a quick trip around and you stand in a booth and no one comes up to you and there was no dialogue. I was surprised both being engaged and watching these the engagement between these vendors and mm-hmm. people that were sitting in there, going kind of deeper in conversation instead of just, hey, do you want a swag, you know, a swag, let me scan your badge.
Right. So, yeah. And there was some good swag. I had a T-shirt and a couple water bottles.
Sure. Yep. That's
awesome.
I mean,
it's not as good as the Intel water bottle I got at Dell.
No, that was pretty nice. Yeah. So what's next?
What's next? We get a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
So we can go actually do real work.
Yeah.
And then we, I believe, are at Dell, not Dell, HPE.
Discover. Yep.
Mid-June.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yep.
And we'll turn this on and do these daily again. In the interim, we'll go back to kind of our weekly cadence. We've been ignoring a lot of news.
Yeah.
Last couple
we'll have
weeks.
A lot of catching up to do next week.
Yeah. So look for this next week.
Right on. Hey, Stevie, thanks for a fun few weeks here.
It's been fun.
Kind of.
I really enjoyed that you and I could sit in my room and watch the fireworks together.
That was nice.
It was heartwarming.
Yep. In a different context, I would have said it was romantic. But.